Well, it's great to be back, albeit I'm here all the time without the UK members, and that's kind of, people are missing them this week, and the energy and their commitment, that because many of them did have a positive contribution to make here. So from that point of view, there's a bit of a cloud, but I'm glad to be back myself. I have been here previously for the previous 5 years, so I find you up to speed quite quickly, and it's enormous institutions to get around, but having done the groundwork previously, that's not an obstacle for me. My ambitions for this term are, there are a lot of them, but obviously the UK and its relationship with the European Union is very strong, and it's dominating our work already, and it will do in the coming 12 months and beyond that, as to what kind of relationship we're going to have with the United Kingdom.
You spoke a bit about that inside just there in the debate. Mm. What did you say?
My responsibilities in this Parliament now as a member representing Ireland and Ireland South is to ensure that Ireland's interests are reflected in that relationship, the relationship that we're going to have with United Kingdom, that Europe is going to have with the United Kingdom. And that means that the common travel area is protected, that we can move freely between the United Kingdom and Ireland, not just in terms of travel, but it's also a common citizenship and social rights, educational rights, rights to healthcare. Those rights will remain and will have to be protected, and the Good Friday Agreement needs to be protected. So they are two strong points that I really want to see happen. I also want, from a trade point of view, that would be as we can get as close as possible to the United Kingdom in terms of the current relationship that we have, and that there wouldn't be discrimination from an Irish point of view, for small businesses, for food exporters, for those particularly in the agricultural centre. Is going to be very difficult, and we want to minimise the impact.
I mean, this is crucial, this stage of Brexit. I mean, a lot of people probably thought Brexit was done and dusted, mm-hmm. but this is the nitty and gritty. This is what really matters in many respects.
Yeah, this is it, because this is the future relationship. This is what we're going to deal with in terms of trade, in terms of access. It's going to be established in the treaty and the treaty arrangement. So it's very important. I mean, and beyond trade as well, there's the whole climate agenda. And if we're all committed with the UK and Europe is committed to the Paris Climate Change Agreement, we want to ensure that they are at present, but that they will remain committed to doing so, and that they won't undermine standards. So there is a lot at stake, and really it's a big job of work. I mean, the Parliament ultimately here has to approve the agreement with the United Kingdom, whatever that may be, if we get to the point, and hopefully we will. But the Parliament here has to approve it, so we want to ensure that we have a constant vigil, get communication regularly from the Commission, and have an opportunity to give our input when needs be.